I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First up, familiar faces threaten Syria's future. I'll have the details in just a moment. Then stick around to learn how you could share the gospel in a war zone. We'll have that story for you in just a few moments. But first, while the world watches Iran, events in Syria continue to shape that country's political and religious landscape. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says the growing influence of ISIS affiliates can't be ignored. While the Syrian president has verbally disparaged the group,
but the reality is that on the ground, there are many pockets of ISIS people that are doing whatever they want to do. So they enter into a church and they tell people inside the church to convert to Islam.
Nuna says there's no restraint.
Many are being kidnapped. Many are being forced to close shops. Even now, there's a rule that if you eat during the fast month, the Ramadan month, if you eat on the street, then you can be taken to prison for 2 or 3 months.
Reports of difficulty within the country are discouraging the world's 3 million Syrian refugees from returning home.
It's very hard for them to go back to a Syria that is becoming more indoctrinated than ever.
On the flip side, she says Syrian refugees in Lebanon have seen the fruit of communities living in unity and freedom.
They've seen a liberty of even expressing your feelings or expressing your ideas about politics or about whatever they want to talk about.
Learn more about the situation and find prayer points for Syria in our full story at our website. Next, as conflict in Iran raises concerns about shipping routes and regional stability, ministries like World Missionary Press are watching closely. But WMP's Helen Williams says global crises often create unexpected gospel opportunities.
I've been here a long time, and I've seen the Lord open doors in places where there weren't open doors. And all of a sudden, we had material that we could send, and we had open hands saying, if you've got anything, send it to us now.
Farsi scripture resources are printed and ready to reach Iranians. They're just waiting for the right distribution channels. At the same time, WMP faces growing logistical challenges. Port congestion and container shortages are slowing shipments.
It's a spiritual battle around the world to get the word out. But the Lord opens these doors and the Lord takes care of these containers.
Even so, demand continues to rise.
There are people waiting for the material, ready to use it. We are ready to produce it, but we are waiting on the Lord for the resources to do that.
Part of the urgency comes from how affordable the resources are.
Our little 48-page scripture booklets in 355 languages, they cost us about 6 cents a piece to print.
Pray for ministry partners distributing scripture in difficult places and consider giving to help put God's word into waiting hands. And many people in the world remain unreached, but not for lack of attempts. In war zones, sharing the good news can be nearly impossible because of danger or lack of access. Yet these are often people whose circumstances have brought them to a deep need for God. They simply need to know who He is. Janelle Stoops with A3 says,
so we want to go in with a strategy that looks to how can we bless the people there? And oftentimes that might be coming in as an NGO worker or doing some sort of humanitarian aid.
The gospel's healing message is often paired with trauma counseling. Stoops says war leaves deep scars, so trained believers help others process the horrors they've endured.
They're able to find healing from trauma, but also more importantly, to find spiritual healing as they find their identity and their worth in Christ.
Another key approach is reaching people through diaspora communities.
So one way that we can be engaging is finding these diaspora populations and knowing that they're going to be reaching back into their homeland.
While believers may not always be able to physically reach people in war-torn areas, their prayers can. Pray for God's guidance for ministries like A3 and for Christ's work in these regions through His Spirit. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.